Hi, welcome. Behind me is a really interesting aloe plant. It is huge and it's got really spiky little like thorns all along the edge of the leaves. And if you touch them, you will bleed. So this is both a beautiful background and a challenging one to work with. And I think challenge is always good. So I'm going to stand here because I'm actually going to be talking to you about my own challenges as part of today's video. So as I mentioned before, I spent over 10 years really struggling with this knowledge that I knew that I didn't belong in corporate. I was doing the work. I'm a hard worker. I kind of bought into the whole ambition, career growth thing. But at some point in time, I really struggled because my career wasn't growing. I think as I got more aware that I belonged somewhere else, my career really kind of stayed in one place. And I just couldn't understand as I grew, you know, I was keeping this job, and an interesting thing began to happen actually. I was keeping the job very much because I believed that I needed, you know, benefits like health and or health insurance, and I needed a retirement plan. So, you know, I must keep my job because, well, how am I going to have either of those without the job? These are very important questions, and I will be addressing them later in the program. I kept at it, kept buying the stuff. I used to fly off to Paris once or twice a year, and I would go shopping for clothes there. I mean, I had this beautiful closet of clothes. I had lots of stuff. I would order on Amazon. Kitchen gadgets. Let me tell you, I was a big kitchen gadget user. So another thing began happening, which was quite interesting and maybe has happened to some of you. My salary increases started being lower than the amount of money deducted from my paycheck for healthcare benefits, and also my rent increases. So the two of those combined were way more than my salary increases. And I was literally losing money to keep this corporate job that I was supposed to hold on to for the things that I was slowly seeming not to be able to pay for. But anyway, so like I said, for years, I was struggling between my heart and my head. I felt like, you know, I'm trying to find my way. I'm gonna accept that I will work by day and do what I like by night. And I don't know, like I said, I was spread way too thin. I was just not satisfied with my life. I felt like I said, I really felt like I was not a complete person. And I kept, like I said, asking myself this question, you know, how am I going to afford this lifestyle without this corporate job? And the day I said to myself, I am not going to be able to afford this lifestyle without a corporate job, it opened up the entire world of opportunity for me. Now, what's important in this realization is that not affording the luxurious lifestyle that I was living did not mean at all that it was going to be instead, right, this either or that you're probably imagining, a life of poverty and struggle and horribleness, right? That is, it's not an either or. I have been traveling now for almost 3 years, and I will say at the beginning, I did think it was gonna be just for a few months until I just had no idea how much less expensive it is to travel full-time than to afford life in New York City. So, you know, my budget that I had allocated was I just needed less. And now I finally have come to a place where I just literally need less and have less. And I'm still really happy. In fact, I'm more happy now with less stuff. My quality of life is just so much richer. And so I just want to share that with you, that it's really important that you understand the difference between luxury lifestyle and this corporate, you know, the mentality, the consumerist mentality that you're buying into, that you need the corporate job for, this dependence that you have created, versus the life that you want or that you are going to have to step into, that means some big changes, but doesn't have to mean suffering and struggle. So that's what I'm going to help you with over the next few weeks if you decide to continue on. So that concludes the first week of the How to Find Work, How to Make Money Without a Corporate Job. I hope you found the tips and advice were interesting and helpful. And for those of you that, you know, you liked it, but you don't want to continue onwards, thank you so much for watching. And for those of you, however, that do want to continue onwards with me, here's what we're going to do. For the next 4 weeks, you're going to get videos like this to your inbox. You'll get more worksheets, and I'll be going through items like the mindset around what is work, how do you deal with money, what is money. We'll look at the flow of money, we'll be talking about retirement, health benefits, and I'll be giving you tips and resources on finding work itself, and how to go about generating more money as well without that corporate job. So during those 4 weeks, again, you'll get the videos, you'll get worksheets, but you're also going, I'm going to make myself available to you so that if all during this time you have any questions or you need any guidance, you'll be able to get that from me as well. So if that sounds like it's of interest to you, you are all set. When you first signed up for this free week's trial, you gave your credit card information. That card will now be charged, and you will receive the next 4 weeks of information. Look for emails straight to your inbox notifying you that the next set of lessons are available. They will appear in the same membership area where you have received the content this week. I can't wait to see you and to help you on this journey. And I will see those of you that continue on week number 2. Bye-bye.